Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
South, at least four weather-related deaths have been reported as snow, ice, and record-breaking cold create paralyzing conditions this part of the country rarely, if ever, sees.
Turning now to the South, where at least four people have died after a rare winter storm pummeled the region. The severe weather wreaking havoc on roadways across parts of Georgia, causing crashes and leaving cars at a standstill on the highway for more than 12 hours. In Louisiana, cities were blanketed in snow, with historic 10 inches sweeping across New Orleans. Meanwhile, in Florida, early reports find as much as 10 inches falling in some spots, shattering the state's all-time snowfall record of 4 inches that was set back in 1954.
Freezing cold temperatures like this, just really holding. Unbelievable to see all this, and this snow was just incredible. I remember years ago having about that much snow, and this was just out of this world. But yeah, temperatures really are down there again tonight. I mean, look at that. We've already got teens showing up here across those inland areas. Crestview at 16, Jay 15, Century 17. Pensacola, 26 degrees. Navarre showing 24. Fort Walton Beach, 27 degrees. So it is cold.
It is cold, and it has gotten colder since last night when Alan Strum put that report together. But yeah, the snowfall is the interesting one. I had been yesterday telling you that 7 inches is what I had, and that's kind of what I thought the kind of the general consensus was going to be. No, it's even higher than that. Milton, 10 inches. Woo-hoo! Milton, way to go! Way to bring home the trophy.
Oh, we won. Sorry, I didn't want you to be alone.
So what do you think the new slogan for Milton should be? The city where good living snows?
Oh.
You like that? You like the snow capital of Florida?
That's
better. Like that. Yeah,
I like that.
That is better. I think the old record, wasn't there a storm in the 50s or 60s? That
1954.
For Milton.
Yes.
Where it was like six, four?
Four.
Four, 4 inches. Okay. Pensacola had only ever had three, so Pensacola comes up short again. Way to go, all Pensacola. Losers. 8.9 inches. 8.9. Wow. When I saw some of the 9-inch, measures up on Facebook, I was like, how hard did you press down on the yardstick?
I was past the ground, man.
Yeah, I know. So, but okay, all right. No, we'll take it. Areas all around the area. Gulf Shores at 8.8. Fort Walton had 7.5. Dafuniac Springs, 6.2. Slackers. Do better next time, really. Centuries, 9 inches. Yeah, so big deal. Big snowstorm. I-10 is still closed everywhere. Period. And you know what? I was looking at some of the photos that Florida, FL511, that's FDOT's website, you can see the cameras and you can look at the conditions of the roads, and it's exactly what you would expect. In some parts it's completely clear, and in other parts it's definitely covered in some snow and some ice, and that's why they can't open that up. I would expect, okay, I'm going to make my guess. You ready? Every guess I've made about this storm so far has been wrong, except when I guessed that they would close the schools for today and tomorrow, and they did that. And they probably should have not closed it for tomorrow, just like the county probably didn't need to close for tomorrow. More on that in a second. I mean, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, based on what happened yesterday when so much stuff melted and so much of the roads cleared up, even though not completely. Where was I? I-10. Tentatively, it's going to reopen today.
Easy. Be careful.
Here's the issue.
You don't want to give me hope, man.
I know. Well, but no, seriously, here's the issue. The roads that were exposed to the sun yesterday are clear and dry and fine. In fact, I shot a video this morning driving in. Like, many roads are totally fine. You can go at speed limit. But anywhere there was shade, if you got tree-lined roads, okay, which, we do have some trees here, in case you hadn't noticed. And I-10 has a lot of tree area, right?
Yes.
Okay. So anywhere where there's a tree area, if you didn't get good, long, direct sunlight on the road, it may have not entirely evaporated off. So what you got instead was melt down and refreeze. And as we talked about many times, that's the scary, dangerous stuff. And if somebody's, you know, you can't have like these semis driving on the road where it's fine, you know, that's no good.
Right.
So that's why, and we just don't have the, you know, what do we have, snowplows in Florida? Come on. It, you know, there's a handful, but not enough to do I-10. It doesn't work that way. So that's why it's closed. And that's true in the local conditions too. I must repeat that our local officials are all taking the position of stay off the roads. And they're not wrong. If you don't need to be out, don't be out. But if you need to be out, or you're wondering, well, how bad is it really? I went out and looked this morning, and here's the situation. Some roads are totally dry. Some roads are like the snow that was there and kind of got packed down, and then, you know, it didn't quite go away, and it's sort of not really ice, but it's like harder snow. That stuff is, I mean, you can drive on that as long as you're not stupid, okay? Don't go fast. If you go slow and you go in a straight line, you're going to be fine. Your ABS will work okay on that kind of stuff. The problem is neither of those particularly. The problem is the ice. And there are parts of the roads that are just ice. And if you get on ice, you can't do anything about it. You know, your ABS is going to try, but it's just going to, you know. In fact, on the video that I shot from this morning, I actually tried to do a little, yesterday and today, a little kind of semi-mini tutorial of like how the roads really work and how this stuff works if you're driving on it. So I tried to show you what happens when you're on ice and you try to accelerate. The same thing happens in reverse. You're trying to brake. Here's what it sounds like.
Okay, here's a good example. This is ice. Totally flat, but it's ice. And if I hit the gas, doesn't do anything.
It just, your tires just go and nothing happens. You're looking at me with those eyes. What are those eyes trying to tell you?
I'm just laughing.
Fascinated.
Well, I'm just laughing.
No, and so here's the thing. Here's how you drive on snow and ice. I don't think I did much of this yesterday, but it's worth mentioning. You test your equipment a lot. You don't want a hard brake, but you want to brake enough to see if you can stop. And if you're in, you know, you can't, you go slower. And you can try accelerating and see if I jam on the gas, do I get much? Now, if you're to rear-wheel drive, don't do that. That's front-wheel drive. Rear-wheel drive, you jam on the gas, you're in a ditch. But front-wheel drive, the reason you do that is to test your grip. That's you know, if you're driving in conditions, that's what you do to just kind of constantly be aware of what you're dealing with. Small tip if you have to be out driving. So the short version of this, after I've made a very long story out of this, the short version of this is the big roads are mostly clear. 3 Mile Bridge is closed, I-10, I-110 closed. Garcon Point is open, 87 over the Yellow River is closed. It's such a mix out there. The problem is not the main roads, the problem is getting to them. And so, because you haven't had snowplows in the streets, and, you know, again, it's such a hit or miss thing. So if you can stay home, please do it. But if you need to go out, I'm telling you, like Davis Highway was clear this morning. I saw people driving on Davis Highway even before the sun was up. There's a mixture of facts here, and I just want you to have as many of them as you need in order to, you know, get your stuff done. Should they have closed school tomorrow? Probably not. Probably roads are going to be fine after today, I would think, mostly fine. But, you know, you can't really take that risk, and you're trying to be a school district that's being responsive and helping people make plans, and, you know, so there we are. 718 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Well, I-10, I-110 are still closed right now, along with the 3 Mile Bridge, and the alternate of I-10 is Highway 90. It's backed up all the way from Crestview through Milton, so just be aware of that. That's over an hour delay right now. They're seeing both in the east and westbound directions. Let's see here. Garcon Point Bridge is actually open right now. Just be careful. Also, 87 is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Somebody texted me and says, how is the road conditions on 29 to Century? Good question. I don't know to the north end. They had 65 closed down yesterday in, this person's going to Birmingham for work. And I know in Alabama, 65, some portions of it were closed down, may still be closed down. I'm sorry, I don't know the Alabama roads as much. Getting there, my guess is 29 is probably fine for the most part.
It's looking that way,
it looks
yeah.
open. Yeah, and again, you got to think about, like, what's the exposure to sun been? And the exposure to sun yesterday was most of 29 is full-blown exposure to the sun. And all you got to have is a lane, right? You don't have to have both lanes. And they were working to make that happen. So I'm guessing it's okay. I'm always torn. I said this before, but I'll say it again. I'm torn between, you know, me as a northerner and being familiar with this stuff and trying to tell you what, like, kind of I do versus, like, the local officials are all saying, just stay home, right? Which I get why they're doing that because that's the sensible thing to do. But if you got to go somewhere for work, I get that too. You know what I mean? You can always look at road conditions. Somebody texted in. We've been using this a lot. FL511.com. That's going to have your interstates. It won't tell you much about some of the other streets, highways, and stuff like that, but that should give you a picture. 720, News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are outstanding at this. In the easy times, like when you could basically go out and, you know, be walking to your front lawn with a for sale sign and you get three offers in your driveway, they were selling well over 200 homes a year. The last couple of years, it's been 175 and 165, just a little bit off. But that's normal. I mean, like, the market is so far down. Like, they're doing great in that market. And the reason I tell you that is because that's 3.5 homes a week, every week, week after week. That means they have experience. They've done it a bunch of times. They know what's normal. They know how to solve the problems. They know how to, you know, negotiate and stage and price and show and answer questions and tell you what's normal. Do you have to replace that water heater? It's 8 years old. Why would you have to? Insurance market's insane in Florida right now. So do you have to? Well, they'll know. They'll tell you what's normal. And that's a lot of times what you want is just the reassurance of somebody who really knows what's normal and their expertise in guiding you and how to handle questions or make demands or whatever. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Consider with me the topic of ego. Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Early voting to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz is happening now. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who has been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, a Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle those predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know there's more men out there. You know where they are. Find them, or I'll find you.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly.
What are you laughing about? John Rambo introduces Frosty the Snowman by the band America. I don't know. Perfect programming.
It was.
Oh, my God. All these snowman photos are great. I know I got out and built one yesterday. My son built an igloo. Well, he tried. It collapsed on him because the snow was like melting out from under his fabrication. So I'll tell you about that in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated, your full-service auto shop and tire dealer. Downtown Pensacola, Gregory and Balin, put your trust in Tire Trust. I-10, I-110 are still closed right now. Let's see here. I'll get back to where I was. Thank you, computer. 3 Mile Bridge is not open right now, but the Garson Point Bridge is open. And then if you're traveling Highway 90 from Crestview all the way through downtown Milton, I'm seeing about an hour delay both east and westbound.
That's all there is.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep, you're lucky there. All right, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We did get a note also. The crews are working. They got plows out working on 3 Mile Bridge trying to get that reopened safe for you today. So that's good news. Whenever that's open, we'll obviously let you know. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, Iowa boy drives in. Illinois boy drives in. We got into work today, okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
Just,
yeah.
Mostly okay with a couple of areas where you're like, oh, I hope this works out for me.
It's like anything. Slow down, be careful,
there you
be
go.
All right. Multiple reports are out, Andrew, saying President Trump is getting ready to send 10,000 troops to the U.S. border. An internal government memo reportedly says the troops will be helping Border Patrol agents to shut off access to asylum in the U.S. They'll be using DOD bases to hold migrants that are awaiting deportation.
Wow, 10,000 is a bit of a step up from the 1,500 from yesterday. So, wow, okay.
It is, and you have to wonder how the declaration of the cartels as terrorists will factor in. Terrorist organizations can factor into that. 7 police officers were hurt in Texas. This is while they were attempting to contain a barricaded suspect. They were responding to a call of a potential suicide in progress when the officers were shot at. Four of those officers had non-life-threatening injuries, and they haven't really specified the injuries on the other three. Police are investigating after an ancient statue was found in a trash bag near some garbage cans in Greece.
A local man in the port city of Thessaloniki found the statue, which is thought to be some 2,000 years old. The statue is 32 inches tall and depicts someone wearing flowing garments. It's missing a head and arms. The man took the statue to authorities. I'm Michael Kastner.
You know what they say? If it's in the trash, it's free.
Oh, it's in Greece?
It's in Greece, yeah. It's
with missing arms?
And a head. It's missing
the
arms
It's the
head.
Venus de Philo.
Yeah, there we go.
Nobody? Nope. I'm sorry. I immediately regret this decision. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, man, saw all these snowman photos from yesterday. It was great. I really felt like I got home. I normally go home and I take a nap. That's my normal after work. And I got home yesterday and the snow was so perfect when it had been powder the day before and you couldn't really do much with it that I went and played with my son in it for about an hour and, rolled up a snowman, put a News Radio hat on him. That's my profile pic now. gave him some weird branchy arms. Made him look like General Grievous because multiple arms. Anyway, he was building an igloo. And then I remember, you know, that like the way you make a snowman is, you know, because it's been a while. You know, you start with a ball and then you roll it. Well, if you're on grass yesterday, you were just basically cleaning up all the snow off of your grass. It was great. And I made a big wall. And then, you know, he was working on his igloo. Didn't work out for him. I'd made the big wall to like hide behind and throw snowballs at. We never did wind up having a snowball fight. So I had him film me throwing snowballs at him. And, let's just say that my aim may not, I was aiming to miss. And, I did not fully succeed in missing.
Oh, I'd have been pegging him. I mean, so, I would have been hitting.
So I'm basically like, here, son, hold this phone, record me while I throw snowballs near you. Trust me. It'll
trust
be fine.
You.
just trust me. This is going to work out. So I would pop up from the wall and I would throw a snowball and yell. And here's how it sounded. Oh, that's the one. And then I looked at him and I threw my arms up in the air and said, woohoo! And I was walking over to check on him.
Hit me in the crotch.
Sorry, not sorry.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, with Fox's Sean Hannity, defends including people who were violent with police in his pardons for January 6th Capitol rioters.
It would be very, very cumbersome to go and look. You know how many people we're talking about? 1,500 people. Almost all of them are, should not have been, this should not have happened. And the other thing is this, some of those people with the police, true, but they were very minor incidents, okay?
He says he'll let Congress decide whether to investigate former President Biden's preemptive pardons for family members and Trump critics. There's a new fire north of Los Angeles.
The Hughes Fire broke out near Castaic Lake. The fire exploded, prompting the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. And from the ground and air, more than 4,000 firefighting personnel are battling this wind-driven fire.
Fox's Christina Coleman. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. 25 degrees right now. We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. A message from the commander of NAS Pensacola after this week's unprecedented storm.
I hope everybody had a safe and warm experience during this record-breaking snowstorm.
That is Captain Chandra Newman. She posted a message on social media yesterday. This is as the NAS announced they would remain closed except for mission essential personnel again today. She says sailors and their families' safety is their top priority. The main gate at the NAS on the south end of Navy Boulevard is closed due to icing concerns with the bridge there. The west gate is open for those who need to get on board. And they are asking that anyone who needs to get on board contact their command to discuss reporting. Well, the crews have been hard at work clearing all the roads around Pensacola and Escambia County.
17 critical roads within the city have already been cleared of snow. And I want to be very clear in this. That does not mean ice. That is what we're working on right now.
And, of course, they will continue working on ice today after that hard freeze that we've had overnight. That update was from Mayor D.C. Reeves yesterday. Their goal is to get at least one ice-free lane in each of those 17 critical roads around the city. Well, a home near downtown Pensacola was destroyed in a fire on Tuesday. Firefighters say they battled that fire at the corner of Lloyd and Tarragona yesterday as temperatures and snowstorms hit the area. Officials say alternative heat sources, space heaters and such, are one of the bigger causes of house fires. There's no word on exactly what caused that specific fire, though. A cautionary tale out of Walton County. The sheriff's office there says a truck crashed into a creek on Thursday as they were doing donuts in the roadway. Now, this happened overnight just after the big snowstorm on Highway 20. A caller called in and reported that the truck was in the road doing donuts when the driver lost control and crashed into a nearby creek. The Walton County Sheriff's Office posted several photos of the truck, and they posted this advice on their social media. They said, quote, "Perhaps don't zoomy zoom on the slicky slick so you don't end up in the ditchy ditch. You may end up in the snowy snow waiting on a toey toe." that's coming soon to a children's book section near you, I think. They're giving the same advice as our local officials. Stay off the roads if you can. And just taking a quick look at some of the closings around the area, Santa Rosa and Escambia County schools are closed through the end of the week. Of course, that does include the campuses at PSC and UWF. As we mentioned, NAS Pensacola closed to the public, but they are open for mission essential personnel only. ECUA is reopening today at noon. Their garbage collection has been pushed back, but it will resume tomorrow. Wednesday collections will happen Friday, Thursday collections on Saturday, Friday collections on Sunday. All Escambia early voting locations are still closed today. They'll be making a decision on tomorrow later on this afternoon. And City of Pensacola and City of Milton, as well as Escambia County offices, are all closed today. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John's going to look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. Still dealing with I-10, I-110 are closed right now still. Let's see here. Garcon Point Bridge is open. The 3 Mile Bridge is still closed. But if you're traveling on Highway 90 from Crestview all the way through downtown Milton, both in the east-west directions, we're seeing about an hour delay to make it through that area. Also, Scenic Highway is going southbound from where Highway 90 is. You're going to see some delays there also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Extremely cold morning, followed by a warmer afternoon today. 40 degrees for that afternoon high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 26 degrees. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 45. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 28. Sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 50 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, it is definitely cold again today. 25 right now in Pensacola, 23 in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 22 degrees reported in Milton. Now, your next news is at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. And I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Fanatics Collectibles is opening its first trading card-focused store in London. The store will center on Topps offerings across baseball, soccer, F1, WWE, and Disney, among others. While trading card collecting has continued to grow since its pandemic-era boom, most of that growth has been in the U.S. Starting in 2025, certain heirs with inherited individual retirement accounts must take required withdrawals every year or face an IRS penalty. The rule covers most non-spouse beneficiaries if the original IRA owner reached the required minimum distribution age before death. Frank McCourt said his Project Liberty Consortium, which has bid to buy TikTok, would be comfortable sharing ownership of the app so long as it's hosted on tech developed by his nonprofit. President Trump said last week he would like the U.S. to have 50% ownership in TikTok. Futures are mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 130. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, folks. This is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Coming to the Sanger Theater March 17th. Get your tickets now. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yes, we're live all the time. Every day except Christmas. I keep trying to tell you, you know, it's a simple rule. we're always here. And extra here, of course, when there's a weather event. You know, some people staying in a hotel right across the street, John, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, getting in from Milton yesterday was impossible for you.
It is very impossible. Yeah. Even the day before at 3 p.m. when I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to come on over. No. I couldn't even make it to Milton High School.
And you tried, like, when it was a smart time to come.
Exactly.
And it just didn't work out. So, no, no worries. But the point is that, you know, we're here. We're on the air. We're telling you what's going on with the roads and the ice. And we've got Officer Greg Gordon, who is the Deputy Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. I think I've got that title right. Greg, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Mitch. I'm glad you made it through that little storm.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You and I were talking a little bit off the air, and we discovered that we are home state twins, right? Because you're from Michigan and I'm from Michigan.
Awesome, man. That's awesome. You know, Ann Arbor, Ipsy area, and been here for 28 years, so I'm a Floridian now, though.
But you grew up, see, you have the one advantage over me. I never had to drive in Detroit because we moved out when I was 9, but you've lived through it and driven in it, and so you're experienced, and I know there's one part of you, the Floridian, that's like, yeah, this is a big thing. And there's another part of you that's the Michigander that's like, But this is a big storm. I mean, 8 to 10 inches is a huge storm, ice and stuff on the roads. What is the condition? Like, I know y'all are working on Three Mile Bridge right now, right?
Yeah, this is a huge storm. This, even for Michigan, it would have been. But, yeah, so the roads are pretty good. You know, the sun's coming out. They're starting to melt the ice. But, you know, there's still some patches of ice that people need to be very cautious about. You know, even walking out your front door, if you didn't shovel that walkway, then you're going to have some ice in there near.
And that's, you know, it's a lot of the little things that even if you live in this all the time, you still can forget pretty easily. Like I know in the back of our house, we got steps down from the back porch and the overhang from the roof was dripping on those steps. And so step one is fine and the walkway is fine. Step two is going to kill you because there's a good 3-inch patch of ice across there. And if you're not used to it, it's fast. Like when you slip on ice, it is super, super fast. So as you said, it can be just you don't think of it on your driveway, but your driveway can be a danger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People just need to be careful right at this time coming out their homes and things like that. These stoops, these walkways, and like I said, the roadways, definitely they need to be careful because that it's still cold. It's still cold, and that ice is going to take some time to melt.
You know, when I drove home yesterday, it was much better than in the morning. You know, it was a little bit had reduced. The sun was on, and it was kind of like that sloppy hard pack snow, which is you can drive on that, no big deal. Of course, overnight it froze and got hard, and that's the problem. But it's my understanding, just like Davis Highway, I saw this morning looked pretty clear. Are the Big 17? You know, the roads that the mayor kept talking about, are the Big 17 basically clear? What's the condition?
Yeah, most of it, like I said, the Big 17, as we say, are clear. Like I said, we just ask people to continue to use that caution. Just be slow, be cognizant of the roads. And you see those patches, just slow down. Give each other some space still. Give each other some space, some time to stop.
I know that one of the big concerns had been hills, right? The hill on Davis, south of Langley, down to Airport. The, you know, the hills by the creek, right? Obviously, Carpenter's Creek. Hills on like 9th yep. Avenue, 12th Avenue. You know, I mean the same, but you know, do we have areas right now that are closed in the city like that, like they were for a while?
Right, right. So the initial closures were, as you mentioned, for that initial snow. But now the Big 17 for us within the city, they're all open. They're all open. Scenic Highways is even open. FDOT is in control of the bridge and the interstate, so those are still closed, but and they can comment on that. But yeah, right now all the roads in the city of Pensacola are open.
But I also assume, or you tell me if I'm wrong, because of limited plow service, that side streets and neighborhoods and things like that haven't been treated, which means that you have everything from totally bone dry to super icy and terrifying. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, my road in Cantonment was completely dry yesterday. This morning, it was great. And then I drove down just through the neighborhood, and it was icy packed snow. So, there's some, the major roads are taken care of. We just got to be careful in those side streets and the neighborhoods.
Very good. So at this point, are you guys still, and I ask because it's morning, but are you still advising everybody stay home until you need to go out or until later? Or are we now able to tell people, look, it's not great. Use good judgment. Just go slow. What's the kind of the current advisory for Pensacola?
You know, enjoy your days off. Stay home. if you have to be out, as we said, use extreme caution. And you know, as the weather gets a little bit better, you know, the roads are going to clear up, and we'll make some new decisions. But yeah, you know, for now, stay home. I mean, if you don't have to be anywhere, go out. You know, make it a little safer for us as well.
Very good. How were calls for service, by the way, over the last 24, 48 hours? Up, down, normal?
You know, they were down. We had a lot of assisting citizens or people that were needing housing or going to shelters. We had a lot of those. We had some vehicles that were out when they shouldn't have been and were stuck or things like that. But very few car crashes because, you know, the citizens paid attention, listened, and stayed off the road. So call service was definitely down, but but people heeded the warning and stayed inside.
Did you get out and make a snowman yesterday?
I was going to sing the song to you, but I'm going to keep my day job. But yeah, we did make a snowman in the front yard.
Nice. And then a last question for you, Greg Gordon, is who won the semi-centennial snowball fight between Pensacola Fire and Pensacola Police yesterday?
You know, I would...
Yeah, well, you cut out on me. What happened?
I'm a big PPD guy.
I feel like in retrospect, something should have been organized. And, you know, of course, they've got the fire hoses and maybe that freezes and they can, you know, create havoc that way. But I think that would have been fun to see if you guys had a fire versus police snowball fight yesterday.
Yeah, that would have been cool. I'm surprised they didn't, like, spray out the water and freeze their cars up.
I know, these pranksters. Well, you know, in another 50 years, right? Greg Gordon, yeah. He is the Deputy Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Greg, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and keeping us informed. Right. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
You bet. 747 on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I-10 and I-110 are still closed. The 3-mile bridge is also closed. Let's see here. We're going up to Milton. If you're traveling east and westbound on Milton from downtown Milton all the way to Crestview, I'm seeing about an hour and a half delay there just because of the volume of traffic. Seeing some delays on Scenic Highway, both north and southbound before you get to I-10. But again, I-10, I-110 are definitely closed. The Garcon Point Bridge is open, but we're seeing some delays on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide if it's time, you know, one of the things I really strongly recommend is, you know, you don't know what you don't know until you know, right? So go to Frontier Motors and look around and find out what's available, what kind of cars, because you probably haven't shopped for a car in a while. And you want to see what's the selection. They've got good quality used cars, a year, two, three, maybe 4 years old with 10 to 50 or 60,000 miles on them. cars you can count on, depend on, and they'll warranty them up to 10 years or 100,000 miles, and they'll follow up with you and take good care of you even after the, you know, you buy the car. They're really, really good at that. That's one of the things I love about them. But, you know, great selection. And if you find what you like, get it. If you're not sure if you need to get a car yet, you go look around, you kind of see what's available, and then you can get a sense of the landscape. I always say don't buy a car when you need to buy a car, you know, go shopping first and then buy it, you know, when you know afterwards. And if you find what you want, get it. If you don't find what you want, send them looking for it. They go looking for people for cars all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The biggest Ponzi scheme in history is going on right now, and it's being run by our own government. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. Every month, our government sells new U.S. treasuries, using the money to fund massive deficit spending and pay off older, maturing treasuries, borrowing new money to pay old investors while taking their cut in the middle. This is the very definition of a Ponzi scheme. People go to jail for this crime, but Washington has been doing it for decades, and they don't even hide it. With a background in finance, I understand economics, financial markets, and global economies. I know what's wrong in Washington, and I have a plan to fix it. And I served over two decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Combat Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. We live in the most military district in America. We must send a veteran to Washington, and no one in this race has more experience than me. On January 28th, vote Greg Merk for Congress. Send the Alpha to Washington and put Merk to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I think I'm like an alcoholic, but with beer, you know?
I know she said it's all right. You can make it up next time. I know she knows it's not right. There ain't no use in lying.
Good morning, 7:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is still cold out. It is still treacherous on the interstates. And yes, I-10 and I-110 are still closed. Somebody had just asked me, what can I get from Avalon to Pine Forest? And the answer is no. No, not that way. And 90, as you keep saying all morning, 90 east of the river all the way to Okaloosa is a hot mess. I mean, it's just a giant traffic jam because where else do you go? You can't take I-10. It's closed for like 200 miles. Like they closed the whole interstate yesterday, and rightly so, justifiably so. 3 Mile Bridge is still closed. So, yeah, definitely dealing with that. We got, ECUA is on a 2-day delay. So they'll start doing collections today. But if you like are a Friday pickup, that'll actually be a Sunday pickup this week. Sanitation, City of Pensacola is not today. And I think they're on, a 1-day delay, if I remember correctly. But, you know, it's basically the problem with the roads and bridges is over the air or in the shade. Anything that didn't clear off has now become ice. And as you heard Greg Gordon saying just a minute ago, it's such a mixture of things. You know, stay home if you can. If you have to get out and drive and go somewhere, you got to be somewhere. Just be slow, pay attention, and avoid, if you can, avoid hills and shaded areas that are more likely to be icy. That's the advice. Let's see. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Again, like you said, I-10, I-110 are both closed right now still. And if you're rolling from downtown Milton going east or eastbound, you're going to see some major, about an hour and a half delay. Now, if you're coming from Crestview through Milton on 90, you're going to still see that hour and a half delay. It's both directions, so just be aware of that. Garcon Point Bridge is open. 3 Mile Bridge is still closed. I'm seeing some small delays if you're traveling 87 southbound trying to get to Navarre. Seeing just some minor delays there. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there might be some changes coming to FEMA. In an interview on Fox News last night, President Trump said all the agency does is complicate things, and he says they haven't done their job over the last 4 years.
Unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way.
Trump said he'd rather see states take care of their own emergencies and said that FEMA is going to be a big discussion in the very near future.
That's interesting. That's what DeSantis was saying the other day in the press conference right before the snow hit. And he was talking about Kevin Guthrie, who is the current state emergency manager, going, you know, somebody asked him, is he going to go? And he's like, I hate to lose him, but, you know, I think Kevin Guthrie's going. I think Kevin Guthrie is going to D.C. So that's our loss, but the nation's gain. And then the question is, how long does FEMA exist under President right. Trump? Or do they do what the governor said and do block grants and, you know, let us solve our own problems because we know how to do it? Some states may need it. I'm not sure. We'll see. But, you know, funding source, yes. Actual doing of the things, I don't know. We'll see.
We are definitely seeing a lot of very transformational change.
That's right.
In the next several years. Some really bad news out of Texas today. Excuse me. Some really bad news out of Texas this morning. 7 police officers are apparently hurt after attempting to contact a barricaded suspect. This was in San Antonio. Police Chief William McManus there says the officers were responding to a potential suicide in progress call when they were shot at by the suspect. Several of the officers had non-life-threatening wounds, and then several others, they haven't really specified the severity of their injuries. And firefighters in New York apparently dealing with frozen fire hydrants in their subarctic temperatures. People are recovering after a fire broke out in Brooklyn on Wednesday. The fire crews there, apparently they hooked up to the fire hydrant, but it was all frozen shut.
I'm hesitant to judge, but this is not a new problem for New York.
No, I would assume that it's been cold there before.
Yeah, I would think they would have thought about, you know, it's not my problem. I'm just going to leave it be. David, thanks so much for the update. Yes, in Florida. You know, when I first moved here, and it was like 2014, the first ice storm, and they were saying, well, you got to drip your faucets and, you know, wrap your pipes. And I'm like, for 25 degrees, are you high? Because, like, you know, I mean, you never do any of that stuff, you know, where I had ever lived. And then I'm like, okay, fine. This seems really stupid to me. And now that I've seen, you know, I was talking to ECUA had got some information about, like, the volume of their water use. Typical usage for ECUA is to pump about, you know, high 20s, low 30s, okay, million gallons in a day. 47 million gallons yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, or sorry, midnight Tuesday, 35, and then, yeah, last week was 47. But they have had, that's because of breakages and backflow valves. And, you know, like, that's all the extra, and also the dripping, which right. takes more water, too, but not a lot, but over the course of everybody. So, yeah, so I always thought that was crazy when we first moved here. But, no, that's a genuine real thing. You don't want to have your pipes burst. Interesting note from, let's see, who was it? Tom Lloyd. Channel 3 had talked to Tom Lloyd, the emergency manager in Santa Rosa County. And I loved his comment here about getting through to the future.
We've got some decisions to make as far as going forward. Hopefully tomorrow things will warm up a little bit and we'll look forward to summer.
Can we please just get past this freezing weather and get back to summer? We do summer really well around here. We'll be back.